Chapter 5 and Chapter 6 New Words. Steam, noun. When water gets very hot, it becomes steam. Pick up, verb. Take something in your hand from a lower place. Shoot, shot, verb. Suddenly move somewhere very quickly. On fire, phrase. Burning. A hole, noun. An empty place in or through something. A ceiling, noun. The top of a room. Chapter 5. The medicine is ready. The medicine was now very hot, and lots of steam was coming from it. So George took the saucepan from the stove. He waited until there was no more steam. Then he looked into the saucepan. All the things in the medicine were now mixed together. But the medicine was bright blue.
It needs to be brown, George said. If it isn't brown, Grandma will know that this is a different medicine.
George ran outside and he found some brown paint. Then he ran back to the kitchen and he poured all the brown paint into the saucepan. George stirred the medicine again and slowly it became a nice creamy brown colour.
Where's my medicine? Grandma shouted. You forgot about it. I'll tell your mother about this.
I didn't forget, Grandma, George answered. But there are still 10 minutes before 11 o'clock.
You're a horrible child, Grandma shouted back.
George picked up the bottle of Grandma's real medicine. He took it to the bathroom and he poured the real medicine down the toilet. Then he filled the bottle with his own magic medicine. But the medicine was still very hot, so George held the bottle under cold water until the medicine was cold. And now it was 11 o'clock. Everything was ready. George began to feel very excited.
It's time for your medicine, Grandma, he shouted.
He walked into the living room, holding the spoon and the bottle of medicine, and he walked across the room to Grandma. She was sitting in her chair, and her little eyes watched George very closely.
You're late, she shouted.
No, I'm not, Grandma, said George.
Don't talk while I'm in the middle of a sentence, she shouted.
But you weren't in the middle of a sentence, Grandma.
You're doing it again, she cried. Now be quiet and give me my medicine. I want a big spoonful.
George began to pour the thick brown medicine onto the spoon very slowly. He could not stop thinking about all the strange and wonderful things in it. There was the shampoo, the toothpaste, the creams, the face powder, the perfume, the washing powder, the floor cleaner, the dog shampoo, the bird food, the black pepper, the chili sauce, and all the animal medicines. And the brown paint.
Open your mouth, Grandma, George said.
Grandma opened her small mouth, then George pushed the spoon in.
Drink it, Grandma, he cried.
Then he stepped back to watch.